This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today on the program, we're speaking with Molly DeVos, a certified feline training and behavior specialist, a certified cat behavior consultant, a fear-free certified trainer, and the founder of Cat Behavior Solutions. She's also a host of a weekly podcast called Cat Talk Radio. Molly specializes in using positive reinforcement to modify and prevent unwanted behaviors in cats, reducing cat shelter surrender in the process. And Molly, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you for having me, Eric. Always love to talk about cats.
Well, we're looking forward to hearing from you today on the topic, and thanks so much for your time. So for starters, tell us about your background and what led you to become a certified feline training and behavior specialist, as well as a certified cat behavior consultant.
It all started with my time spent in shelters trying to help shelter cats. And that passion stems out of the fact that more cats are actually euthanized in shelters in the United States than dogs. In fact, shelter euthanasia is the number one cause of death in cats. And so I got to thinking, you know, I still work with cats in the shelter that have a behavior issue. But I got to thinking, how can I help keep these cats from coming into the shelter in the first place? And about 35% of people who surrender their cat to a shelter do so because the cat's got a behavior problem in the home. You know, it's usually either peeing outside the litter box or destroying things or being aggressive to the owners or other cats. So I decided to get educated in the field of cat behavior so that I could help people with cat issues in their home.
Now, I know your goal is to help people to train cats at home so they are better behaved and less likely to end up on the streets or in shelters. What is the role of cat treats in training and also for the health and well-being of cats? Get into some of those details.
Oh, it's a two-pronged answer to that. First of all, the role of treats is absolutely the nucleus of training cats because, you know, dogs train differently because they have a social hierarchy and they see people as pack leaders. And to a dog within that social structure, pleasing the pack leader is a very, very important thing. So if they do something and it makes you mad, then they probably aren't going to do it again. If they do something and it makes you smile or happy, then they're more likely to do that. Well, cats could really care less how we feel. They're really a lot more, I guess the right word might be, you know, self-centered or self-focused. And so you've got to have a particularly special treat to motivate a cat, or in a shelter setting, to motivate a cat to get beyond its comfort zone of fear, to trust you. And I, being in this business, have tried just about every cat treat that's out there in the universe. And I found a product at one of the global trade shows called Lick and Lap. It's made by Vitacraft, and it comes in a tube. It's a squeeze-up product, so it's got a lot of hydration in it as well. And you can easily dispense a little tiny bit of treat out in the end without having to put it on something or, you know, toss it or that kind of thing, because you don't really want to feed cats out of your hand. So having this tube to feed the cat the treat is really great. So when a cat does something that you like, you simply reward it for that behavior, and it will do more of that behavior because it got that really awesome treat when you rewarded it. And it, you know, I tried other squeeze-up treats in over the years, and, you know, about 50% of cats like them, and, you know, they're just kind of meh. But for some reason, this particular product, the Lick and Lap Snack is what it's called, is absolutely just so addicting to cats. I mean, 98% of cats that I use it with, and I see a lot of cats, I can see up to 50 cats a day in a shelter, they love it. And it really, really, really is the secret ingredient to training a cat and getting a cat to do what you want it to do.
Now, you've teamed up with Vitacraft Cat Treats. Why Vitacraft, and how do the Vitacraft Cat Treats help with cat's behavior? And what products do you use, and how do you use them? Get further into that information.
Yeah, sure. It I like I said, I stumbled on them in the trade show, and they were willing to give me some product to try in the shelters, and it works so good that they've been absolutely awesome at providing product for free to me to use in the shelters where I do behavior modification programs. And, you know, they saw how well this was actually working for shelters that they've really gotten behind it. And we've teamed up and we're developing actually a shelter program, a behavior modification program that will be on self-taught modules that shelters across the country can use to help these really stressed out cats in that environment. And then, you know, for home treats, I like it because all of their treats are moist. And hydration is one of the things that cats really struggle to get enough of in their diet. So you want to make sure that you're using a treat that has hydration. It's either a soft treat or in the push-up kind of soupy type treats. And VitaCraft makes six different treats for cats, and they're all moist. And like I said, palatability is huge because when I'm working with cats, I don't want to waste a lot of time going, well, do you like this treat? Well, how about this treat? Well, what about this one? You know, I've got to pull that magic bullet out that I know that 98% of the time the cats are going to go, that's awesome. Yeah, give me some of that. What do I got to do to get that? So it really is key. And I, you know, I was amazed. I took the product from the trade show kind of skeptically, thinking, you know, yeah, it's going to work like all the other treats I pick up at the trade show. And, you know, but I noticed a huge difference in how cats actually reacted to that product. And like I said, I like the look in that product. I use it mostly because of how it's dispensed. So I use it in a shelter setting most. But the others are equally wonderful. Like I use the purr sticks and the meaty morsels in food puzzles. Food puzzles are a very important component to keeping your cat mentally stimulated. Cats need mental health and mental challenges as much as we do. And so getting a food puzzle and breaking up the purr sticks or the meaty morsels and putting it in the food puzzle is an amazing way to help simulate that hunting and foraging, you know, behaviors that cats really don't get much of when we keep them indoors. So I love their whole product line because it's got a variety of things. There's another product called Suprise, which is a little more watery than the lick and lap. So it's not ideal for training in a shelter, but if I have a cat that's not eating, maybe it's stressed out in the shelter or it's having some medical issues at home and the cat's just refusing to eat. If you put that Suprise on the top of their meal, you'll be surprised at how quickly they just gobble up their food. So I like their whole lineup. I think I find unique ways to use every one of their products.
Well, you can certainly appreciate when you find a good company that produces great products like VitaCraft Cat Treats. It's really good to hear this, and I'm sure listeners are paying close attention today. We are with Molly DeVos, the founder of Cat Behavior Solutions. She also hosts a weekly podcast called Cat Talk Radio. Molly specializes in using positive reinforcement to modify and prevent unwanted behaviors in cats, reducing cat shelter surrender in the process. Here on eHealth Radio's Animal Health Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Molly, you're working with cat shelters, as you've mentioned, to help modify behaviors of cats to help them become more adoptable. Tell us about that work and how do you do it and how do you train volunteers?
Yeah, see, and that's been my challenge in the many years that I've been doing this, is for me to be able to train the volunteers to do this behavior modification work, I've got to be on site. And I can only reach so many people, obviously. There's only so many hours in the day. And shelters' budgets are usually tight, and they don't have a lot of extra money to fly people around and put them up and things like that. So the wonderful thing that VitaCraft has done is they've gotten behind what I do in shelters and said, hey, let's develop a program and put it on a platform where people can, you know, work their way through, kind of like a college course online type thing where you have modules each week and then you do some homework during the week. So We're developing that now. It should be ready towards the end of this year, and it'll be rolled out to shelters nationwide, and they're going to roll it out to them for free. They'll also supply product, the Lick and Lap product we've been talking about, to the shelters for free that go through this and begin to have a behavior modification program in the shelter. And so I'm delighted to have that kind of support and to be able to get this information out to shelters across the country. Because once a cat gets in a shelter, it's really stressed out. Cats are highly territorial. So when we take them out of their home environment and put them in a place that's totally different, put them in a little box, strip them of choice and control, their routine is totally turned upside down. They often, all of them are scared. But some of them, out of that deep fear, react aggressively and in a defensive way. You know, they don't know who we are and what we're coming at them with. And oftentimes that aggression makes them end up being the cats that are euthanized because they're not adoptable and staff isn't able to clean the kennels safely. And if cats got a little short period of time to change the way that it's behaving in the shelter, well, if you just leave it there and do nothing, that doesn't work. And if you do the normal, you know, volunteers trying to go in and pet it, well, that doesn't work because the cat's hissing and lunging at the volunteers. So I have particular methods that I teach them on how to work with these cats and how to gain these cats' trust. And again, just like at home, trying to train your animal to do a particular behavior, having a knock your socks off treat food motivator is the key to making that cat feel safe enough to go out of its comfort zone to do something that's scary. So it's a wonderful partnership. I mean, I don't partner with any other manufacturers. this is the only one because they've been so generous and make such a quality product that really, really, really every single day makes a difference in the lives of cats in shelters. It's amazing.
I certainly do appreciate the report and the good feedback and good news there on all fronts. Now, once pets are adopted, how can pet parents keep their cats happy, healthy, and well-behaved at home? Get into that scenario.
Well, that's a loaded question. I could talk for 2 hours about that. But one of the big ways is to make sure that your cat can exhibit its natural behaviors in your home environment. And some of the most important ones are scratching, right? Cats have got to claw and scratch. It's a natural behavior. They get a much needed back stretch out of it. It also keeps their nails trimmed. And it also is a scenting thing. They have little scent glands between their toes, so they're leaving a scent, territorial scent around. So if you have a multi-cat household, about 85% of multi-cat households, cats are scratching, and it could be your furniture if you're not providing the right kind of scratching post, which is very, very tall. Some of them like big horizontal flat ones, and they have different texture preferences as well that they scratch on. So that's very important. Another important thing is to simulate that hunting sequence that they do outside. They'll spend up to 6 hours a day hunting outdoors. So when we keep them indoors, which I do advise for longevity and safety, then we're robbing them of all of that they do. And that's mental stimulation. They've got to solve problems. How do I ambush this bird? How do I cut that lizard off at the bend? That kind of thing. And they've got to be able to catch and kill that prey. Because in doing so, that whole process consists of, you know, they stalk it, they pounce on it, they catch it, they deliver a kill bite, and then they eat it. And so it's very important to prey play, P-R-E-Y, prey play with your cat at home, which consists of a long stick and a string and a toy on the end. And you move it like prey. You put it behind things like prey would go hide, prey would scurry over here, birds would fly in the air, that kind of thing. And it's real important you let that cat catch it and bite it, because in delivering that kill bite, it releases a boost of serotonin in their brain. And we all know how important that is for well-being, controlling mood and sleep. And so if you want to really complete that hunting cycle, you give it a treat at the end. So with my cat, I use like the meaty morsels or the purr sticks, one of the more solid treats that Vitacraft makes. And I do the prey play sequence. And when he bites the toy, then I toss him a treat so that it really fully completes that. That will go so far in keeping your cat's mental health and exercise. They don't need a lot of exercise, but they need some activity. They need challenge. They like to be challenged. So that and food puzzles, hide food puzzles throughout the house so that they have an opportunity to find it and forage and problem solve that way. And feed your cat food with lots of hydration in it. And those three things would be the top three. But I could go on for hours on that question.
Well, I'm sure you could. And it is certainly noticeable that you're passionate about what you do as well. And we can't thank you enough for what you do for cats. And of course, as we mentioned earlier, you're a host of a weekly podcast called Cat Talk Radio. We'll certainly point people in that direction as well. So the big question is, where can people learn more about you? And if they have any questions or if they want to be in contact, where could they best do that as well?
You can find me at cattalkradio.com. I have over 173 podcasts on cat behavior and cat care, and we produce a new one every week. You can look at my cat behavior information at catbehaviorsolutions.org, and you can find my secret magic treats, Lick and Lap snacks, and that's L-I-C-K apostrophe N-L-A-P. You can find that on Amazon, Walmart, and all the major food, pet food retailers. And you can also go to their website, which is Vitacraft, V-I-T-A-K-R-A-F-T, and see what all they have to offer there.
And of course, listeners, we'll leave links accordingly within the show notes of this broadcast. Molly, all the best. Thank you so much for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me today, Eric.
Well, it certainly was our pleasure, and any time. We've been speaking with Molly DeVos, a certified feline training and behavior specialist, a certified cat behavior consultant, a fear-free certified trainer, and the founder of Cat Behavior Solutions. She's also a weekly podcast host of Cat Talk Radio. And as we mentioned, Molly specializes in using positive reinforcement to modify and prevent unwanted behaviors in cats, reducing cat shelter surrender in the process. And the links of reference is for Vitacraft. Visit vitacraft.us. And for Cat Behavior Solutions, visit catbehaviorsolutions.org. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.